Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
As if bird flu were found, New York's governor, Kathy Hochul, says infected flocks are being depopulated and that threat to the public remains low. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Cloudy tonight, flurries possible late with a low of 22, slight chance of freezing drizzle early tomorrow, then light snow late morning and into the afternoon, around 1 inch likely, has a high of 31, flurries tomorrow night in the evening, then clearing, clouds and cold with a low of 8 and mostly sunny and crisp on Sunday, with a high of 25. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and the Wirtz floor and home thermometer has a reading of 22 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Taillights running down the same speedway. Same lanes, same old song with the same drive home on a different day. Some days you win the battles, some days you leave the scars.
Fast. The Bible makes me think. Children make me laugh. My mama makes me want to treat a lady right like daddy always has. You make me want to buy a rose. I'm not the finest wine, but I'll toast to you and me, and I'll try to make it rhyme. I'll learn your favorite song, stand in the yard with my guitar and sing outside.
Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did Welcome to High School Basketball. Tonight, the Richland Center Hornets are playing at the River Valley Blackhawks. And we have the call for you coming up. It's round number two for the teams in the conference, and it should be a good one tonight. We'll talk to both head coaches, Luke Thatcher of River Valley and Brian Poles of Richland Center, on tonight's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports. You're invited to our boat show, February 20th to the 22nd. We have a huge heated showroom packed full of 24 and 25 inventory. Boats by Tracker, Ranger, Sun Tracker, Regency, Nitro, and Tahoe. With promos like a 7-year warranty on Mercury outboards, discounts up to $10,000, and more. We hope to see you at our in-house boat show at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your authorized Tracker Boats dealer. Vitesnik Power Sports.
There's high school girls wrestling tonight. The conference clashes between the Southwest Conference, SWAL, and Scenic Ridge and Rivers Wrestlers. The girls are wrestling at Belmont High School. Area girls basketball tonight. Waniwak Center is at Bangor, Cashton at New Lisbon, Royal at Brookwood, Prairie du Chien at Decorah, Iowa, Darlington at Boscobel, Viroqua at Sparta. Seneca is at North Crawford, as mentioned, in the Ridge and Valley, and DeSoto is at Ithaca in boys and girls basketball. Girls action first, the boys to follow. Reedsburg at Edgewood in boys basketball. Dodgeville is at Lancaster this evening, and Richland Center plays at River Valley.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
River Valley coach Luke Thatcher joins us. Luke, as you get ready for this point in the season, does it seem like it should be February and this late in the season?
Boy, it's been a whirlwind. It comes quick to think we're already talking and looking about into the playoff season. Second round of conference, it's all heating up. It's getting to be that fun time of year.
As you look at the team and what they're doing right now, what's going on with the play? Are you happy with the way it's gone?
You know, we've been dealing with a ton of adversity, to be honest with you, with just some strange and bizarre injuries. I feel like we're finally starting to get healthy with a consistent roster. So hopefully that continues and we're able to maintain and stay healthy for the remainder of the season.
You had a close one recently with Lancaster, didn't you?
We did. I thought we played really well in the first half, and some of the depth that I discussed with the injuries, missing some players due to health issues, due to surgeries, due to just some bumps and bruises. We just weren't able to sustain. Had a little lead going into halftime, and they kind of blew the doors open in the second half of that game.
You face Richland Center tonight, Luke, and I know last time at Richland Center you didn't feel that you played your best game.
No, I didn't feel we played great, and that's also a tip of the hat to Richland Center. Their size bothered us. Their length bothered us. I think some of their quickness. They have a nice balance that's been a little bit of a mismatch situation for us. So hopefully we've solved the riddle to that, and we're able to play a little better this evening.
So matchup-wise, they do give teams some trouble with that height inside, don't they?
They do, and they go to the boards well. You know, they're a physical team. They execute really well. I think they play within themselves really well. And again, good, solid team. They're well coached. They've got athletes. It is a tough matchup.
How long before the seeding meeting is coming up?
Well, that's the beautiful thing. A couple of years ago, they got rid of that seeding meeting, which I was never a real big fan of. I don't necessarily think that the computer system has it all figured out, but I do like that that process is taking care of itself automatically, and they just tell us who and when we play. So that's a positive thing from my side of the coin.
Right. Well, I think it kind of takes the politics out of it a little bit when you were voting. You know, you don't want to go against your conference before and all those kind of things, doesn't it?
Those were very interesting meetings, and you did. You saw a little jockey and a little pole, and I think everybody thinks they come from a strong conference and play a tough schedule. And again, I don't think the computer system has it all figured out yet, but I don't, you don't leave that feeling dirty about how it went down and people jockeying for shorter road trips. I like to just be told when and where we have to play, and we don't have to have our sales pitch in order to get there.
Well, again, your strength of schedule, we've talked about it before, and you still have some non-conference games coming up that are pretty strong that could, kind of give you a little bit of a heads up, maybe give you a building of your case for a higher seed, right?
You bet. And it'd certainly be nice to have a home game or two if that's still a possibility or potential, but that's why we schedule those games. It isn't necessarily about where we're going to fall. It's more about, are we getting ready for tournament play? Are we going to be ready for the physicality of it? What holes do we have in our game that we can improve from to hopefully be a tough outcome tournament time?
Is there a game this year where you think you've played your absolute best, or is that still to come?
I think that's still to come. I think, again, with the injury piece, I really do think that, we shoot for that end of February, beginning of March time to be peaking off, and I think we saw that last year, for example, where, we were able to go to a number two seed and pick up a win there, and hopefully this is something that we can do again this year.
Well, certainly teams with similar records meeting tonight, you guys in Richland Center, and it could be a close game, couldn't it?
I absolutely think it's going to be a close game. As we've talked in the past, it's the teams that typically win in this conference are the ones that show up to play. The team that's ready to go tonight, the team that can adjust to what the other team throws at them, has a great chance of walking out, and I think we can always throw records aside when Richland Center meets River Valley.
All right, sounds good. Luke, thanks for joining us, and good luck the rest of the way here.
Always great to talk to you, Phil. Thank you for your time.
Luke Thatcher joining us from River Valley on WRCO Sports.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has been recognized with the highest patient experience rating possible by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The five-star score comes from surveys sent to patients, asking them about many aspects of their care, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of their rooms, and how well they understood their care plan when leaving the hospital. Responses from the surveys are compiled into one composite score to help patients choose a quality care provider. Thank you to our patients for trusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care.
Richland Center Boys Coach Brian Poles is our guest. Brian, as you get ready for River Valley, this is always a good one on a Friday night at RV. It should be a great atmosphere tonight.
Yep. Rivalry game, conference game. We spent some time this week just watching the first game that we played against them. You know, it was a little bit odd schedule-wise. It was the first game of the new year, just after the New Year's holiday. So we didn't know quite to expect with the time off that we had. But we actually played a really solid game that night. So I think it was well worth just revisiting what we did well. We were able to control tempo, get it inside, use our advantage size-wise. And our guards really did a nice job against their best players. Houston Thatcher's having a really great year out on the wing. Brady Dosh did a nice job against him defensively. So we're going to need to do all those things again tonight to be successful. And I think in looking at the matchups, I think we can. We just have to come out and just be that focused and consistent the way we need to play.
Do you believe that might have been your best outing of the year, that last game against River Valley?
It very well might be. I think there's a few others that we could talk about, but especially the conference game, that adds a component to it. So from that standpoint, I think it was. And there were still, opportunities where, we could do a little bit better. Like we've talked about, consistency throughout the whole contest. You know, you have those lulls, and River Valley's give them credit. They were able to chip away, but we did play from a lead, which hasn't happened every night out for us. So I think that's going to be important again tonight, trying to play from in front whenever you're on a court that's not your home court, playing from behind. It's always tough. So all those factors will come into play, and just rely on that experience from that positive first game that we played them.
I thought you had to dig deep against Westby. You know, they made their typical run in that second half, and you held them off. And what were some key moments down the stretch that you think kind of put you over the top?
Well, we made the plays to break that press, and we had a number of opportunities at the rim there in the last 3 minutes as they were forced to really extend their pressure. It really was two very different halves for both teams, really. We held them to 19 points in the first half. Thought we did a pretty good job on the perimeter. That second half, I think both teams scored over 40 points, so there's a lot of points scored. The pace picked up because Westby was kind of in that trail position. So it was great to see good decision making. We were able to get him into spots and make those buckets down the stretch. So great experience for us.
As you look at the regular schedule here, you've got six games after tonight. Tonight makes seven toward the end of the year. But what are some things the team's going to have to improve on here down the stretch, Brian, to be maybe a contender in the playoffs?
Well, and we've been looking at that, with our subsectional, trying to figure out where we slot in potentially. Obviously, a lot of games play yet, but we feel like we do, to a certain extent, control our destiny. We play a couple of teams that are in that subsectional. So for us, it's realizing, the opportunity we have. As you mentioned, these six games are all very, very important, especially the conference games. These four conference games are all going to be hard fought. We've got it's a mix. We got a couple at home. We got a couple on the road. They're teams that are in our sub-sectional, so very important for seeding. So we had a good conversation about that this week. I think the group had a couple of really good practices this week, just kind of knowing the opportunity we have. So we're looking forward to that first opportunity tonight.
You mentioned Brady Dosh getting a defensive assignment there, recently, and I think he kind of gets usually one of the tougher guys to guard when you're matching up, doesn't he?
He's a really good on-ball defender. He's really strong. So that allows him to really kind of he closes out strong, so he takes away that initial three-point shot. When that guard drives against him, he's able to use his strength, maybe wall him off a little bit, and he's just really improved in that area defensively for us. You know, every wing defender that we're looking at defending on that scouting report, Brady is generally getting that assignment. You know, so he's getting the tough assignments every game. And then offensively, he's really come a long way this year as well. Being able to play in the paint, he's getting a lot better, more comfortable of driving into that lane, playing off of 2 feet, finishing around the basket has really improved for him. So it's been great to see his progress.
Sounds good, Brian. We look forward to the game tonight with River Valley. Good luck to you and the team the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Brian Poles joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From River Valley High School, hello everyone. Friday night live from RVHS tonight. The Hornets and the Blackhawks. Richland Center was a winner on the JV floor by a final of 69-59 tonight. A rather spirited junior varsity game. Before we go any further, we're going to honor America and face the flag here at River Valley and join the River Valley High School Pep Band. High School Pep Band with our national anthem. Great crowd on hand tonight as well. It is youth basketball night, so there are a lot of youngsters out here as well. I'm guessing parents and grandparents brought them along. That always helps the crowd, but a lot of people come out and watch a good basketball matchup when these two teams meet, and tonight should be no exception. Looking at the starters for Richland Center, we have number one, Jaden Shep, a sophomore. Number three, Brady Dosh. He is a senior. Also starting tonight for Richland Center will be Garrison Weiss. He is a senior. Liam Fingerson, who is a junior. And starting tonight, senior Wes Bosworth. Those are the Hornets. We'll share with you the River Valley starters in just a moment. This is high school boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat 3 times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering 5 times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
Lots of pomp and circumstance here as the starting lineups are being introduced. The Blackhawks start number 0, Houston Thatcher, a senior. Number 5, Quincy Blakely, a junior. Caleb Drakenberg, number 15, a senior. Keegan Heiser, number 34, and Keegan is a junior. Also in the starting lineup tonight for River Valley, as they make their way to the floor. It's number three, Lucas Klein. He is a junior. Jumping center will be Houston Thatcher against Garrison Weiss. Hornets going from our right to our left. River Valley, our left to our right. We hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Ball is up and tipped and controlled by the Hornets. Fingerson attacks the hoop right away, lays it in, good. And the Hornets score less than 5 seconds into the ball game. Liam Fingerson makes it 2-0. A little backcourt pressure from the Hornets, and River Valley brings it across the timeline. Setting it up now is Klein. Klein goes left side, Heiser. Heiser on the wing. Back to the near side, and Drakenberg. Caleb helps out, gives it back to Thatcher. Thatcher, one of the leading three-point shooters in the state these days, ranking right up there in the division. Ball comes near side, held up by Heiser. Heiser, back it goes to Drakenberg. Drakenberg back to Thatcher. Houston throws it low, shallow away, and that is good. And we are tied. That's Lucas Klein, and it is 2-2. Blackhawks and the Hornets here at RVHS tonight. Jaden Shep calls the play, brings it across the timeline. Brady Dosh, left wing, Shep, right wing. Hornets work it. Back to Dosh. Near side, Fingerson. Liam puts it on the floor, leaves it down for Weiss. Deep bait line, gets it out now, and it's tipped away and out of bounds by River Valley. Good hands by Lucas Klein. Hornet basketball on the near side. Both sides rather spirited student sections as well, as is always the case. Lots of dressed up tonight. I should have. Ball goes down to the baseline. Hornets bring it inside. Knocked away. Picked up by Klein. Klein and the rest going on down the lane. Shot on the way. No good by Thatcher. Rebound by Garrison Weiss. Somebody must have got a hand on it as it kind of flew high and went wild. Hornets get it for a three at the other end. It's on the way. No good for Jaden Shep. And the rebound pulled down by Caleb Drakenberg. Blackhawks up the floor. Here it is on the sideline. Klein drives baseline. Is cut off. Nowhere to go. Throws it back to the near side. And Thatcher. And Houston walks it back, goes left side, held up there by Heiser. Heiser back to Drakenberg. Drakenberg to Klein. Hornets in a man-to-man defense. Out to meet the ball, Blakely. Drakenberg right wing. Back it goes to Blakely. Left side, Klein. Fires off to Heiser. Heiser now airmails it to the corner. Thatcher for three. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Jaden Shep. We stay tied at two. Jaden will walk it, no backcourt pressure. River Valley in a 2-3 zone. Shep fingers it off to the left side. It's going to be off to Bosworth. Down to the low post. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by River Valley. There's a foul call. Garrison Weiss tried to slow his pace and accidentally went over the top of Lucas Klein for the game's first foul. So that is marked off. That allows Richland Center a chance to cinch in a press. River Valley brings it to the middle, and Lucas Klein runs it across the Hawk at center circle. Left side to Blakely. Blakely back to the right side. Drakenberg looking low, nothing there. Fires back to Thatcher. Inside for Klein. Turnaround from the low post. Shot no. Rebound Liam Fingerson and the Hornets. Liam had a great game against Westby. 19 second half points of the 20 that he scored in the game. He grabs it on the right wing. Looks. Pivots, fires off to Bosworth at the high post. Swifts it across here to the near side. There is Shep. Now back to the far side. Dosh and now Fingerson. Fingerson on a move. Down low, pulls up, lost the handle, and River Valley knocked it away out of bounds. Touch last by Keegan Heiser. Hawks certainly hurt by the loss of Sam Poppy to injury. He's been hurt since the Richland Center game right after Christmas. Ball inside, knocked away, picked up. Thatcher whips it the other way. Klein down the boulevard, lays it up short. Rebound Weiss, back to Jaden Shep. Hornets will run it the other way. Shep takes it, throws it. Bosworth on the weak side, coming down the lane. Shot no good. Blocked by Drakenberg, out of bounds. The officials mark it to Richland Center. RC ball right by the scorer's table. Bosworth will mark it in play. So the pass comes in to Jaden Shep. Shep to Liam Fingerson on the right wing. Airmails it back to Brady Dosh. Dosh down to the baseline. There's Weiss on a drive. Shot up, blocked by the Blackhawks. That was Drakenberg. It comes back to Fingerson. Down low, picked off by Thatcher. Houston coming out, driving down the lane. Lays it up good, and he's fouled. And we are no longer tied. First basket for Houston Thatcher. 4-2 RV. Thatcher goes to the line on a foul called against Brady Dush. That's his first. Thatcher averaging 16 points per ball game for River Valley. Blackhawks lost to the Hornets by 9, first time around this year. There's the free throw on the way, no good. Rebound by Weiss. And the outlet pass for Brady Dush across the half-court line. Brady takes it top of the key. Throws it over to Jaden Shep. Back to Fingerson, inside Bosworth, in the paint, now kicks it back out to the corner, lost it, saved by Klein, and River Valley makes a stop. Blackhawks leading 4-2 early on in this one, 4 minutes into the first half. Pass goes to Klein, now back to Thatcher, down low, backing in, tough shot, good for Druckenberg. With a right-hand hook from the low post, it is 6-2 RV. Across the timeline, it goes Liam Fingerson, Dosh, and now Bosworth. Drives down low, called traveling. Called as he stepped inside the free throw line, and the turnover puts it back in the hands of River Valley. Lucas Klein, the inbounder, brings it in to Thatcher. Drakenberg across to Blakely. Quincy takes it, fires it off. Now here's Thatcher. Thatcher, nowhere to go. Throws it down to the baseline. And a three-pointer on the way for River Valley. That is good. And that was Sam Poppy. I wasn't expecting Sam to play tonight, but there he is. Appears in the corner and nails a three. Timeout taken by the Hornets. All of a sudden, 9-2 in favor of the Blackhawks on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Two River Valley in the lead. The Hornets looking to break the press. They will to Bosworth down the lane. It's blocked by Thatcher. Picked up by Drakenberg. Great defense by River Valley. And they're coming the other way. Blakely, top of the circle. Quincy fires off to Lucas Klein. Now Blakely. Thatcher, left side. Off the screen. Brings it. Nothing. Fires back to the half-court line. Lucas Klein. Now to Thatcher. Thatcher on the near side. It's Blakely. Blakely on a drive, looking. Now plants in the lane, needs to get rid of it, and does. Klein on the left side, and he'll drive. Dishes low. Drakenberg goes up and scores. Tough to stop that. He's got four, and that makes it 11-2 River Valley. Hornets scoring the first bucket of the ball game, and River Valley's down on an 11-0 run. Near side picked off by Klein. He's taking it in with a strong layup. No good. Partially blocked by Shep, lost by the Hornets on the rebound, out of bounds. It will be River Valley basketball. Hornets struggling right now to get into an offensive rhythm, and River Valley doing a good job blocking. So here comes the inbound pass, caught by Poppy in the corner, back to the top of the wheel, Blakely, and now around to Thatcher it goes. Thatcher on the near side. Thatcher on the dribble drive, throws it back to the left. River Valley looking around the horn. Back to the right side, Klein. Klein over to Blakely. Blakely drives low, cut off, gives it back to Poppy. Three on the way, and that is no good. Rebound West Bosworth and the Hornets. 11:45 remaining, first half. Bosworth off to Dosh. Brady drives, free throw line right, driving, and he's going to be called for offensive foul. Dosh picks up his second foul after Quincy Blakely takes charge. Into the game for River Valley is Jackson Thatcher and Sumner Knockliner. So Poppy goes out, and so does Blakely. And the Thatcher brothers are in. Ball comes across the timeline for River Valley. Left side, it's Thatcher. Houston Thatcher fires it now near side, Knockreiner. Nothing. Back to Thatcher. Top of the circle, Klein. Right side, held up by Knockreiner. Feeds Thatcher. Houston, Drakenberg kicks it out. Three on the way, River Valley. No good for Knockreiner. Rebound, Drakenberg. Up, and it is no good. Gets his own miss. Goes up and scores. Caleb Drakenberg having a great first half. 13-2, River Valley. Drakenberg, the guy that can really contend with Richland Center's size and doing a good job. We're going to see a foul called on River Valley. That will be their first. So the Hornets with three fouls, River Valley with one. This one is on Sumner Knockreiner. Trayton Sheff is in for Brady Dosh, who checks out with two quick fouls. And Kaizen Schwitzenberg is in for Garrison Weiss. Here comes an inbound. Three-point around the way for Jaden Shep. No good. Picked up by River Valley. Klein up ahead. Knockreiner scores. And it's off to the races tonight for River Valley. 15-2. They lead the Hornets. Jaden Shep, right side for Liam Fingerson. Back to Jaden. Now Fingerson. Down low, Schwitzenberg. Kaizen now brings it back to Fingerson. Bosworth, the high post, draws the crowd. And he is fouled on the play. That'll be River Valley's second foul, and this one is on Lucas Klein. Looks like the Ithaca girls have won the opener tonight, 53-48 over DeSoto. Girls basketball early on. The boys are playing now. Trayton Shep with the ball left side, back to the right. Jaden Shep, Trayton Shep. Now back to Jaden. Ball fake, leaves it down for the corner. Schwitzenberg on a drive, back to Jaden. Three on the way, Hornets good. Jaden Shep knocks the cellophane off the basket. 15-5 in favor of the Blackhawks. 10:06 remaining in the first half. Houston Thatcher with the basketball. Houston feeds Drakenberg, free throw line left. Gets it back. Houston for three. It is good. And he answers the Hornets triple. That makes it 18-5, River Valley. Shep in the backcourt. Now attacking the 2-3 zone. Off to Schwitzenberg on the right wing. Back to Shep, left wing. Three on the way. Partially blocked. And it goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Richland Center. So maybe it wasn't tipped. Went out of bounds, and it'll be Blackhawk basketball. 9:37 remaining in the first half. River Valley, Drakenberg brings it up. There's Jackson Thatcher in the lane. Drakenberg back to Thatcher. Houston backs off toward half court. Keeps the dribble back toward the line. Now brings it right side. Caught by Blakely. Jackson Thatcher. Left side Thatcher down low to Drakenberg. Knocked away by the Hornets. Loose on the floor and a foul called. Jackson Thatcher and Kaizen Schwitzenberg going for the ball. And the foul called on Kaizen. That will be his first. Team's fourth. 9:15 remaining in the first half. 18-5 River Valley. Houston Thatcher drives, leaves the dribble, gives it back to Knockreiner. Now back to Blakely. Quincy with the basketball. Backs off toward half court. Now the pass comes to the near side. Caught by Knockreiner. Back to Thatcher. Thatcher and Knockreiner now into Jackson. Thatcher lobs to Drakenberg. He lay it in. Good. Kayla Drakenberg got behind the defense. And River Valley leads 20-5. 8:44 remaining, first half. Jaden Shep to Trayton in front of the River Valley bench. Back to Jaden. Skips it inside to Bosworth. West takes a 15-footer. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Jackson Thatcher. No quick putbacks for the Hornets here in this game. Houston Thatcher, left side to Blakely. Quincy looks for a cutter in the lane. Instead brings it back to Houston Thatcher. Thatcher throws it into Drakenberg. He'll drive, he'll shoot, and he'll score. Over the top of an attempted block by Fingerson, Drakenberg with 10 points. 22-5, River Valley, 8:05 remaining, first half. Schwitzenberg, Bosworth down low, blocked by Drakenberg. Picked up by Thatcher. Moving and grooving into the lane, goes up, lost it. Schwitzenberg knocked it away. Jaden Shep airmails it to Wes Bosworth. He'll make the catch, takes the shot, he is fouled. Bosworth will go to the free throw line for Richland Center on River Valley's fifth foul. They're going to mark that on Sumner Knockreiner. That is his second. So Bosworth at the line looking for his first points. Has had a good year for the Hornets, averaging 12.5 a ball game, and this one is good. That'll make it 22-6. Garrison Weiss is in for Liam Fingerson. Hornets make a quick switch. Caden Plumlee is in for River Valley. Bosworth, free throw in the air and good. That'll make it 22-7. Ball comes to River Valley and they'll bring it across the timeline. Lucas Klein dribbles, now gives it back to Blakely on the left wing. Blakely, right side, Poppy. Poppy looking, nothing there. Fires it back to Lucas Klein. Poppy, now Jackson Thatcher. Thatcher on the left wing. Fires it back to Plumlee. Now near side, Poppy inside. On a move, they'll skip it to the corner. Ball fake, Klein drives closer. 15-footer good from the baseline. Lucas Klein makes it 24-7. Matching the Blackhawks. Biggest lead. 7-10 remaining in the first half. Schwitzenberg to Jaden Shep. Kaizen gets it. Now back to Jaden. He'll shoot a three from the right wing. It is no good. It's spun out. Rebound pulled down by River Valley. And here they go. Klein the other way. That's Blakely. Quincy drives through. Kicks it out. Three on the way. River Valley. It is good. Caden Plumlee nails a three. Timeout Richland Center. River Valley leads by 20. 27-7. 6:50 remaining in the first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
You've put off those dreams long enough, but it's never too late. Now is the time to set those plans into motion at All American Do It Center. Is your dream a new kitchen, a new bath, a garage or shed, or construction of a brand new home? Our experienced design team will bring those dreams to life with a full home design, 3D renderings, or 3D walkthrough. See store for details. Contact the experienced design team at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. It is 27-7, River Valley in the lead. 6:50 remaining in the first half. Again, a close game the last time out all the way. Richland Center winning, but tonight it's been all River Valley. Kohler leading Platteville 47-32 at halftime tonight in boys basketball. Here comes an inbound pass. The Hornets for Schwitzenberg. He's fouled shooting, and he'll get two free throws. So Kaizen Schwitzenberg heads to the free throw line. Girls basketball, North Crawford leading Seneca 36-34. Royal leading Brookwood 28-27. That at halftime. Schwitzenberg's free throw is no good. He'll get one more. Hornets 2-for-3 as a team in the early going. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Tipped around, and the Hornets foul down. The ball is going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to River Valley. Hornets missing a chance to get the ball. It spins out of bounds, and River Valley will have it under the watchful eye of a good old retired, semi-retired Eric Briel. Game manager tonight. Pass comes in play, and it's caught by Lucas Klein. Klein to Jackson Thatcher. Thatcher back to Blakely. Quincy brings it right side. Klein dumps it down low. Poppy throws it back door. Jackson Thatcher, reverse lay-in, no good. And a foul called. He'll get two. Free throws for River Valley with 6:22 to play in the first half. Foul is on Garrison Weiss. That's his second. So Brady Dosh and Garrison Weiss each with two fouls. Brady's going to return now. And he, in fact, returns for Garrison. So the free throw is good for Jackson Thatcher. He'll get one more. This one in the air, and that one is no good, and Wes Bosworth with the rebound. Bosworth with the outlet pass, and Jaden Shep crosses the half line, goes over to Dosh. Now Schwitzenberg, deep baseline, back to Brady. Brady swings it over to Jaden Shep. Shep on a drive, back to Brady, bounce feed low, that's Schwitzenberg. Tries to flip it to Bosworth, knocked away, River Valley gets another steal. Quincy Blakely bringing it. Going left side, down deep, throws it back door. Tough shot, Jackson Thatcher, no good. Follow-up, no good. Block, but a foul called on the Hornets. And this one is on Kaizen Schwitzenberg. That's his second. So Richland Center with six fouls divided among three players. And at the free throw line, Jackson Thatcher again. This one is good. That'll make it 29-7. Into the game for River Valley will be Caleb Drakenberg. Sam Poppy checks out. And the second throw now for Jackson as he gets the ball from the official. This one in the air, and that one is good. 30-7, River Valley with a big-time lead. Houston Thatcher returns to the game for the Blackhawks. Jaden Shep will walk it across the half-court line. Attacking the 2-3 zone. Dosh left side, right side, Shep. Trayton Shep and Jaden. Jaden top of the key, Trayton right wing. Back to Jaden. Trayton down low, Schwitzenberg. Deep pass on the baseline. Back it goes, and the Hornets take it around the horn. Dosh near side. Now throws it over to Jaden Shep for a three on the rim. No good. Fought for and loose on the floor. Picked up by Klein. River Valley. Going the other way, Klein through the lane, lays it up no good, puts that good, and a foul called. River Valley can do no wrong. That's Quincy Blakely with the putback, and he'll go to the free throw line. 32-7, River Valley leading, 5:15 remaining here in first half action. And going to the free throw line, Blakely. Quincy taking a look. And the junior guard sinks it. That'll make it 33-7. GET leading Viroqua, 30-24 boys basketball tonight. Hornets with the basketball. Jaden Shep, top of the circle. Trayton on the right side, back to Jaden. Shep brothers play catch. Bouncing back to Trayton, down low. There's Liam Fingerson trying to go to Bosworth. He's in a crowd, goes up short on the shot. Rebound by Drakenberg and the Blackhawks. Outlet pass to Lucas Klein. Jaden Shep dives in. It's knocked away. Picked up again by Caden Plumley. Throws it low. Drakenberg wide open, and he will score. Drakenberg with 12 points. Having an amazing first half. 35-7 River Valley. 4:34 remaining first half. Down to Fingerson. He'll drive. Tough shot. No good. Bosworth tips it up. He's fouled on the play. That'll be the fifth on River Valley, and Wes Bosworth goes to the free throw line. Boy, the crowd is really into it tonight. Loud crowd. Wes Bosworth at the free throw line. This one in the air, and that is good. That'll make it 35-8. One more coming up. River Valley brings in a quick substitution. Jackson Thatcher for Lucas Klein. Second throw now for Bosworth, and it is good. 4 of 4 from the line tonight for the senior. It is 35-9. River Valley with the ball. Thatcher walks it across half court. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Pass caught by Blakely. Back to Jackson Thatcher into Drakenberg. Back to the corner. It's going to be Blakely, and he'll drive. Takes a shot on the way. No good. Rebound by the Hornets. And they're running with it. Jaden Shep crosses over. Near side backs off for a three. It is no good. Rims out. Brady Dosh goes to get it. And the Hornets set it again. Into Bosworth. Turnaround. 10-footer. Won't go. Saved by Fingerson. Back to Shep. Jaden takes a shot on the way and good. Hornets having struggles and struggles shooting. But they get one there. That makes it 35-11. Ball comes in play for Thatcher. 3:38 remaining here in the first half, 35-11, River Valley. Pass comes to the near side, Plumley. throws it down to Drakenberg. He goes out to meet it in the corner. And now around the horn it goes. Left side, Blakely. Blakely on a drive, lost the handle. Houston Thatcher picks it up. Brings it now back to Plumlee, dying down low. Nice pass, and scoring is Blakely. Plumlee with the assist, 37-11, River Valley. Everybody playing well. Playing well is contagious, and cold shooting is contagious. Funny game, this basketball thing. Ball goes left side, three on the way for Trayton Shep. That's good. Trayton Shep with his first basket. It is 37-14. 2:50 remaining here in the first half of area boys basketball. Thatcher near the top of the key goes to the left side. Now challenges low, backing in. Nothing there, fires back to Blakely. Quincy on a drive, back to Thatcher. Houston with the ball, fires back to the right side. Plumlee down to the corner, Jackson Thatcher. Now the inside pass for Drakenberg, and he's going to be called for traveling. Travel is the call, and it goes back the other way for the Hornets. Matt Snow and the band sounding good. Looks like they're going to perform again at halftime tonight. Jaden Shep to Trayton on the left side, back to Jaden, far side Dosh. Dosh now to Jaden. Around the wheel it goes. Ball comes near side, three-pointer on the way, and that is no good for Jaden Shep. Jackson Thatcher saves it inbounds to Drakenberg. Now back to Houston Thatcher, and the Hawks fly with it the other way. Houston in the lane, goes up, creates a shot, no good. Put back, no good by Jackson Thatcher. Shot no good. Rebound, foul called. They're going to mark that on the Hornets, I believe. That'll be on Jaden Shep, his first. And the team's eighth. And Houston Thatcher goes to the line. He has 5 points tonight. A minute 51 remaining in the first half. Houston Thatcher with a free throw. It is no good. And Trayton Shep with the rebound. Trayton back to Jaden. Hornets trying to get something going before halftime, trailing 37-14. Jaden Shep back to Brady Dosh, right wing. Brady on a drive, back to Jaden. Ball fake, drives free throw line, now to Brady. Three on the way, it is good for Brady Dosh. His first basket, 37-17, River Valley. Houston Thatcher to Jackson Thatcher. Down to the baseline, Caden Plumlee back to Drakenberg. And now Blakely inside to Drakenberg again. Turn around in the lane is good. Soft touch. He's got 14 in the first half. 39-17 in favor of the Blackhawks. There's a lob to Liam Fingerson. Back out to Shep. Jaden's three is good. He's got two of them. Hornets have four as a team. 39-20. RC trying to sneak back a little bit here before halftime. 50 seconds remaining. Houston Thatcher guarded by Brady Dosh. Back to the right side, Plumlee. Drakenberg down low, posting up against Bosworth. Puts it on the floor, throws it, picked off. Jaden Shep gets the steal. Three on one, lost the handle, and it is out of bounds. It'll be River Valley basketball. So the Hawks will get it back with 34 seconds to play. Into the game for Richland Center will be Cutler Palmer for Brady Dosh. Hornets trying to protect Brady. He has two fouls here in this first half. And the Blackhawks put it in play. Caden Plumlee back to Quincy Blakely. Plumlee and Blakely probably will work for a good one here at the end of the half. That ball is tipped. Now loose in the backcourt and a timeout taken by Coach Thatcher. 20 seconds remaining. We'll take a quick timeout. 39-20. River Valley leads Richland Center on WRCO Sports.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose or repair